Chapter 2. The First Spirit. Scrooge fell asleep after the ghost of Marley left. However, he woke up again around 1 in the morning. Suddenly, his room was filled with light. A spirit stood beside his bed. The spirit looked very strange. He was as small as a child, but very, very old. He was dressed all in white and had long white hair. The light in the room was coming from the top of the spirit's head. Under his arm, he held a large cap. "Who and what are you?" asked Scrooge. "I am the ghost of Christmas past," said the spirit in a soft voice. "Long past?" "No, your past." Then the spirit said, "Walk with me." Scrooge got out of bed. He took the spirit's hand, and they walked through the wall. To his surprise, Scrooge found himself in the country. They were near a school. It was Scrooge's school when he was a boy. He saw himself in the school as a teenage boy. A young girl was with him. "I've come to take you home for Christmas," said the girl. She was Scrooge's sister, Fanny. Together, the younger Scrooge and the girl happily got into a carriage and rode away. "She was weak," Scrooge told the spirit. "But she had a big heart," replied the spirit. "And she had a son before she died, your nephew." Next, the spirit showed Scrooge another Christmas. They were at Scrooge's first job. There, Mr. Fezziwig gave a Christmas party. Scrooge watched his younger self have a fine time there. "Look at old Fezziwig," Scrooge said. "He has the power to make us happy or unhappy. He can make our work light or heavy." Then Scrooge half whispered, "I wish I could say a word to my clerk now." The spirit had two more Christmases to show old Scrooge. On one, his younger self said goodbye to a girl. He wanted to work and earn money more than he wanted to be with her. And then, on a later Christmas, the spirit showed him the same girl, older and married. She lived happily in a house filled with children. Her husband seemed a fine man, too. "Take me back," ordered Scrooge. "I have seen enough." He grabbed the spirit's cap, and he pulled it down over the spirit's head to put out its light. Suddenly, Scrooge was back in his room. He fell into bed and was asleep in a moment.